Sheikh Salim's testimony, Sheikh and the Sheikhs, part 3. From Syria, there's an unusual event that happened. This is dated December 3rd, 2015, regarding a man named Sheikh Salim. Salim means peace, you know. Sheikh Salim had been a Muslim head sheikh for many years. A little less than a year ago, House of Blessing missionaries told him about the true God and his son, the Messiah Yeshua. After listening to them and hearing about the power of the blood of Jesus, which could wash away all sin and make it possible to have a living relationship with God, he became a follower of Yeshua. After being discipled and trained, Brother Salim began teaching others the truths and principles found in the Bible, training them to continue the work of the Great Commission. It soon became clear that God had a special anointing on him as he became a powerful preacher for the kingdom of God. From the day that he became a believer, he put his entire life into the commission he had received from the Lord. He also gave heavily of his own personal finances towards the needs of the ministry. Not long ago, the Spirit of God began speaking to him about going back to a mosque near Fallujah, where he had taught in the past. He obeyed the Lord, contacted the people necessary, and was allowed to come and speak. Brothers Omar and Adele and others of House of Blessings leadership, including Rami's father, also a former Muslim head sheikh, went to the mosque with Brother Salam as support. According to the report I received, there were at least 250 men who gathered at this mosque to hear this man speak. He began by telling them that a bit over half a year ago, he became a believer in Jesus Christ, the true Messiah. As he shared his testimony, he told the gathered men that he had not realized that for all the years he had been a Muslim sheikh, he had been teaching from a book full of lies. After he became a believer, he prayed night after night that God would forgive him for the things he had taught, but he had never known what was in the Bible, and so taught in ignorance. Now that he understood the wonderful things that are found in the Bible, he could not help but share these eternal truths from his amazing book with everyone. After telling his story and preaching his sermon, every single man in the mosque wanted to be prayed for so that their sins would be forgiven. To make sure that each of these men understood that a true repentance is required for the sinner's prayer to be valid, he took them in 10 at a time and guided them through their prayer of repentance and submission to Messiah Yeshua. After the time of prayer had been completed with each group of 10 men and with the help of the House of Blessing brothers who had accompanied him, this mosque was so charged with the Spirit of God that all 250 plus shouted up at the top of their lungs, "Glory, hallelujah!" The excitement must have been much like it was in the days of the early church when people from all walks of life found the relief, peace, and eternal assurance that comes from having put one's life into the hands of the only one who truly can set a man free eternally. Acts 6:7 gives us a little bit of early church history. Then the word of God spread and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. And another scriptures in 8:4-8 gives an example. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them and the multitude with one accord the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed and many who were paralyzed, and the lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. The history of the church from the very beginning was of thousands and then eventually millions finding the Messiah for themselves. This is exactly what is happening all over the world today. The fastest growth of the last generation church is found in the Middle East. It is exciting, encouraging, but the story which tells the miraculous growth of Christ of Jesus Christ today, as it has always been, is bathed in the blood of the morning. The morning after this great event at the mosque, Brother Omar went to where his friend was staying, and as he walked down the road, he found Brother Salim lying in the road. He had been knifed and left to die with the knife still in his body. Jesus told us the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I've come to give you life and more abundantly. The work of this man on this earth has been completed. He was obedient to the call of taking up his cross and following his master. He has now experienced the joy of the Lord along with over 700 other House of Blessing volunteer missionaries that have given their lives in the last 45 months. The fruit of his ministry, however, will continue until the Lord calls us all home. These 250 men who submitted to Jesus Christ will now reach all their families and friends with the same message. Jesus said this in John 12, 24 through 26. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him, my Father will honor. The first step in the dying process is to totally submit to the will of the Master. This does not always cost a physical death, but sometimes it does. In Brother Salome's case, he became a martyr for his faith in Jesus Christ. The question I must ask myself is, am I that sold out? Are you? As I received a story by phone about 2 hours after Brother Salome had been buried. Now this was on the 2nd of December. Other House of Blessing missionaries were putting their lives on the line as well. A number of them were killed with over 20 new believers in the area where Sister Mofida and her band of widows are ministering. Two more House of Blessing missionaries were killed in Syria and three in Iraq, murdered by ISIS terrorists in the final 3 days of November. Please, the work continues in all areas. Continue to pray for wisdom and sensitivity to the leading of the Holy Spirit of God to avoid some of the traps set. Pray for more souls to be reached. Pray for the enormous needs to be met. Pray for the protection. Missionaries, the war continues to increase in size and intensity, and it is getting worse. But God, the Lord, He is in control of everything. He is worthy of all our praise and worship.